Your first time at election? Okay, so next one is David Mayo.
So I read the program and I've been asked to talk to you about two things, I think, which I agreed to do, but now that I'm up here, but I will take up at least one of them, and that is after seven.
Okay.
After seven, you go to heaven. Thank you very much. I'm not joking, really. But in a way, I'm not. In this sense, we could say that the things that we have desired to achieve as an ideal thing are OT powers or becoming godlike. Over the years, people have been advised or have expected this to occur at different places.
No.
Invariably, it's always been a little further out. When I started in my involvement in Dianetics and Scientology, I was the mainstay that people looked up to, were working toward, and that's what their attention was on as a goal.
At
the time, CLEAR was described as it's described in Dianetics, Modern Science, and Mental Health. Paraphrasing the chapter in the book, it was somebody without any aberrations, with no psychoses, no neuroses, no psychosomatic illnesses, etc. And for better or for worse, as the years went by, the definition or the description of CLEAR was reduced down to lesser ability. And in time, the things that people expected earlier on from CLEAR and the other OT powers moved further and further on up. Around end of 1978 and onward, particularly in 1979, we started hearing about Dianetic CLEAR, particularly, and also past life CLEAR, natural CLEAR, with a considerable amount of concern and sometimes upset and at least many, many considerations from people as about the fact that the definition was changing again. Now, those are things that have happened. What I'm going to tell you next is not facts that have occurred, but it's going to be my opinions about it, which you can take or leave or whatever you wish. A very common question that's been asked of me over the last few years has been on to the effect of when are people going to achieve OT powers. By that, the person asking usually meant things like telepathy, being able to say levitate, being able to move messed or be cause over messed, perhaps being able to influence other people at a distance. These are things that are sometimes also called ESP or extrasensory perception, but it's that type of ability that people have referred to as OT powers. That may not be a popular thing to say, but I happen to think it's going to take something like that long. Also be pleasantly surprised to find out that it took less time. I also feel, though, that if it took however long it took for us to get to where we are today, it's not so long to get back out of it. It took us as long as it did to get down to where we are today. Also, I feel that over the years there has been a lot of false promotion in dissemination and in raging about what people should expect from each level as it came out. Often this leads to a person being told that he would achieve more out of a certain level or procedure than he did, resulting in him being possibly being disappointed in what he got. On the other hand, if a person was told exactly what he was going to get and he got that, he'd be happy about it. Too often, when I was working in the Scientology organizations, I would often have to handle PCs who'd been promised perhaps that the whole case was going to get handled in 12 and a half hours, or that this next level was going to make them exterior with full perception. And I think it would have been better if this was often took up paid auditing time on the PC. And I think that's it's one of many reasons why we all decided to leave that outfit and do something else. I didn't call it the church because I don't think of it as a church. Anyway, this Lord is coming. So I'm really telling you this because I feel that honesty in what we promise, honesty in our promotion, is a very important thing. Now the other reason is that it's not just that a person gets disappointed in the thing he gets. One other thing that happens is the person invalidates himself or his case. If he's told that he's going to get a certain type of EP out of a rundown or a level, and he doesn't get that, he will think it's his fault. PCs, in my experience, almost never blame the auditor or the auditing or the CS or the tech or the process or the reg or the promo. They always lean way over backwards, blaming themselves. Often, dissatisfied or disappointed PCs are handled as if they are blaming the organization or as if they are critical. But this is almost never the case. But if a person is handled as if it's his fault or as if he is an MCG, after a while he will start to believe that it is his fault or that he is an MCG. Some people, of course, are tougher than others, but it tends to happen that way. So if people generally were promised exterior with full perception from communication grade, the majority of them would think there was something wrong with them or something wrong with the way they ran the process if they didn't achieve that. I've read a lot of promo, some success stories that have been published in some magazines, which have suggested that the person has achieved various types of OT power, like being able to levitate, for example, or being able to walk through a wall, which I always joke about saying I can walk through walls provided I can find the door. As a result of this, I think we've all been led to expect that we should have gotten more than what we did. So to some degree, we had a possible source of bypass charge of invalidating our ability to run the process or whether you felt that you did it right or not. So in my experience as a CS over and auditor over the years, I have not known people to achieve what we would call OT powers. I'll describe what I have seen. I've seen people get some intuition occasionally, but not being able to do it at will. And I've seen some people have some telepathy, but it usually happens without their deciding to make it happen. And if the person decided, I'm going to read somebody else's mind, I've actually never seen somebody be able to do that. Not at will. I've seen it happen occasionally by accident, but not at will. So there are some things that can be achieved, and there are some things that, in my experience anyway, I have not seen achieved. And if you have felt, or anyone here has felt, that perhaps that there was something wrong with them because they couldn't make the chair float up to the ceiling, or perhaps couldn't make themselves float up to the ceiling, or whatever it was, then I don't think it was your fault, and I don't think you did the process wrong. Now, I'll tell you some more things which I feel need to be told, because I think people need to know the truth about some things that some people want to hear and some people are not going to want to hear you. But I think you should know, whether you like it or not. I was at L. Ron Hubbard probably for the longest period of time that anybody has ever audited him. He had a goal to go exterior. After one session, he thought that he might have gone exterior, and he told me and described what he saw outside the room, which was a moonlit night with the trees and stars and so on. And he wanted to go outside, wanted me to come with him, go outside and see if that's what he saw, if it was there. We went outside, it was pitch black, you couldn't see anything. So the result was, we're still going to work on him going exterior. I'm not telling this to say that nobody else has gone exterior, because I know people have. But if you haven't gone exterior, or if you haven't gone exterior with full perception, I want you to know you're not the only one. And if sometime you wanted to go exterior so much, or you wanted to have some OT power so much, that you thought to yourself, well, maybe I got it a little bit, and then you wrote, say, a little success story saying, I think I got this, but you didn't really believe it, now it's okay to admit that it didn't happen yet. Status, or trying to get the same results, or say that assert that one got the same results, or perhaps assert better results than what somebody else got, has been one of the things that's gotten in the way of forward progress. So I think we can be honest, or at least, I shouldn't say that, we could be more honest. Do it on a gradient. Make sure nobody, that this, I haven't given the wrong impression. There are some sort of things that I know other people have achieved, and there are some things that I've achieved at times, particularly like, some types of telepathy and perhaps knowing what was happening somewhere else for a brief moment. There are things like that that I know we have achieved.
Okay.
But if you took a sort of very, exterior look at what we've been doing over the years, surely it would be better if we could have been more factual in our descriptions of what the various levels achieve and what we got out of them and what other people got out of them. I feel that false PR, or being dishonest, is one of the main reasons for the trouble that's occurred over the years in the old organization. Another theory for what went wrong in the old organization is that the administration and the management was less than perfect, or perhaps was even bad. I don't feel that that's entirely the reason for it. I also feel that there were technical reasons for things going wrong. And one of the technical reasons, I think, is expecting or promoting more out of certain processes than those processes were designed to do. A few years ago, 5 years ago, something like that, I achieved a certain case state myself in which it didn't matter to me anymore how long it took for me to achieve the rest of the games that was going to happen. Partly because I felt very confident that at some point I was going to achieve them, so I was no longer in a hurry. And I feel that often with a PC who feels that he's got to go clear right away or he's got to go full OT right away, that usually along with that the person is concerned about whether he's actually making any gain. So I personally am not too worried about how long it takes to achieve the things we call OT powers. And I think that the more accurate we are about it, the sooner that we're likely to achieve them. Now, one of the things that I need to handle is that after we started the center in Santa Barbara, people often ask me if I was going to release any new levels or if I had any new levels to release and so on and so forth, and when's 8 coming out, when are we going to get OT powers, and I've given various answers to people from time to time. And to date, as far as anyone knows anyway, I haven't released any further levels. And there's a reason for this, which I will explain. After I finished auditing LRH and he went on solo, and while I was CSing him thereafter and reading sessions and notes and so on, and at that time I was fully aware of what was coming next. In fact, I knew the next 4 levels, not in their final or fully complete form, but in the form of sessions, worksheets, session records, and sometimes notes. One of the things that was expected of me as a duty when I had the position of Senior CS International was to go through these various sessions and notes and to write up the procedures and pilot them on other people. And if you've heard about a letter from LRH to me handing over the tech hat and telling me to do research and so on for the next 25 years, that is true, that did happen. But I should also tell you that later, when there was a comment going on, he changed his mind and kicked me out. And I know there's been one theory that's been put around is that LRH didn't know what was going on, and if he knew, I wouldn't have been declared and so on, but that isn't true. I feel the only way we're going to add into the past is by confronting the truth of what happened. And I feel there was also a danger in telling the truth. If people knew really what went on at the top in Scientology, they might never want anything to do with it again. For example, and I will give some specifics, or one specific anyway, a conversation between Mary Sue Hubbard and David Miscavige, in which they talked about the GO did 365 burglaries in 1 year. And they commented on it because they said it was easy to remember the stat because that's how many days. So it wasn't just because there were enemies of Scientology that there was some bad PR and so on. And I think if one walks around thinking that it was some other more mysterious reason, it gets a little harder to hazard what happened. So anyway, a lot of things happened that weren't so good. It wasn't just because of the management or the misapplication of the policy letter. Partly it was because we were not producing the technical results that we said we should be, or that we said we were. If every PC that came in was satisfied with the auditing that he had, the world would have been cleared possibly by now. So many times PCs have to get handled on, they had 25 hours of auditing and how come they didn't get what they expected out of it. But the other thing is, if the auditing and if the tech had been as perfect as it was thought to be or discussed, none of this trouble with management could have happened. And I'll remind you, like I said earlier, these are my opinions. I agree. And there was a time when people used to come to me and say, look, if the text was really fully workable, this couldn't have happened. It couldn't have just been management. And there are times when I used to try to explain to people that no, the tech is fully workable, and there were other reasons why things went wrong. It wasn't the tech. I've changed my mind since. I believe it can be improved. Going back to telling you about the levels which I had seen and was familiar with, and which I told people that I knew about after I started in the independent field, I did pilot what was called 8 on some people, and my conclusion is that it was not what it should have been. It was not as effective as it should have been. So I didn't release it. There are various things going on today which I don't particularly want to get into. I don't want to say very much about, but for example, there are other people, several other people, working on what they would feel comes next after 7, so I need to mention it to some degree. I think that over the next few years you're going to see a lot more things from a lot more people. And in the past, we operated under an authoritarian system where there was an authority which said what was the correct tech. And to some degree that authority was LRH, and to some degree it was FLAG, and to some degree the SEALG, and to some degree RTC, the cramming officer of your choice, or the cramming officer not of your choice. To some degree an authoritarian system is a workable system. At least the registrar knows what to sign the PC up for next. I think it is better for GI. But any authoritarian system tends to operate on the basis of authority rather than observation. And one of the things that, I'm asked to speak about the Research Foundation, so I'll say that one of the things that we would like to do in this Research Foundation is a verification of results. Regardless of who invents the process or develops it, I think it would help if there was an independent unit which observed and verified results. And one of the reasons why the Research Institute, when we set it up, and this wasn't my decision alone, but I discussed it and we discussed it amongst ourselves when we started the Research Foundation, and we agreed that it wouldn't be a delivery center. In a delivery center, it's necessary to sign people up and have GI based on delivery of auditing and services. And I feel that in order to do a very honest and a very unbiased verification of results, one has to not depend on the income from any particular procedure or rundown or level. I also feel that it would help if there was a single place where people could send their ideas and suggestions, which would act as what we call in English as a clearinghouse for information. But also, we're not setting this Research Institute up as something that people have to send things to and something that they have to listen to or anything, and I actually don't mind whether they do or not. But I feel that it would be a disservice to people if I and others didn't try to do that, because it could also do some good. And I think if we provide a useful service to other people, they'll support it and we will continue to exist. And if not, I feel at least that I will have fulfilled my duty. Fulfilled my duty. It means I can go and have a for the next 2 lifetimes. You ask me what comes after 7. Well, I don't know what comes after 7. Heaven. Coming later. but I can give it to you for 5% today. Yeah?
So you rip an ivory tower for yourself. One of the things I think that Innovates proved very successfully was the best results came out of huge randomity and not sitting quietly testing things, but getting people really to live it. Isn't that a danger you're setting yourself up?
I think yes, I think it is a danger, yes. I wish I had an ivory tower. So, I can't promise anybody, and I'm not promising anybody, any what they would call OT levels or, OT powers or something like that. About all I can promise to people is that I'll do the best that I can, and I'll try to be as, say, unprejudiced about other people's work as I can. Although I think, and I think I'm pretty good at that because I know nobody can shine a patch to me, so thank God. Just as everybody else knows that their own idea is the greatest, but even then, that's only until they get the next better idea. I didn't mean any of that, I'm just fooling around, trying to use up the time. Really, all I can really promise you is that I'll do what I can do, and if I say something, I hope that it's going to be accurate. I'm not promising any super anything or any OT powers or anything like that. And I have also quite an interest myself, and I know I'm in common with quite a lot of other people, including most of the people in this research institute who have a very high degree of interest in making improvements in the lower end, the dissemination, not just, well, partly the lower levels, and particularly how it's communicated and how it's disseminated and so on, because in spite of the shortcomings of the tech, I feel that we have a lot more to offer people in the beginning levels than what we've really utilized. If I wanted to be selfish, I would concentrate just on what I thought was going to help me forward at my level. But I feel we all have a duty to work on helping people at the lower levels. Now, one thing that I do want to tell you about the lower levels, because, well, the lower and upper levels, because I think this does have also something interesting, to do with what comes after 7. I think it has something to do with explaining the behavior of the last few years. I think there was a point where the direction that people were heading on the bridge changed. In my opinion, there was a change where instead of trying to become more free and more able and a better person, the direction started to shift into being able to dominate others and becoming more powerful, being able to influence other people by your will. And I can look at this and I can say, yes, in some ways it's a good thing to be more powerful and create bigger effects, and perhaps even it's a good thing to get other people to do what you want them to do. After all, you know best what other people should do. So I feel that there was a point where we started heading in the direction of becoming a god with a big service facsimile. Let me tell you about an experience that I had. Last November, I was in a courthouse in Los Angeles during the court case that's going on against us there. The courtroom had a very large number of churches in it. And people. We came to the court for a hearing. The hallways and the courtroom were packed with people from the Office of Special Affairs. They had maybe 80% of the courtroom was filled with these people. During the hearing, they sat in the courtroom with a very stern expression on their face, staring at the judge. Most of these people were chosen because they were on the level of Solo Mark. They were given a briefing, at least I was told they were given a briefing before this hearing. The purpose being to get inside the judge's head and influence. The purpose being to get inside the judge's head and influence her thoughts or her mind or her decision. When there was a recess or break during the hearing and the judge left the room, all of these people would turn and look at me and some of the other people, and we were told, or I heard, that they were beaming an intention into our heads to make us cave in. What I found interesting about that is nobody was there doing this was interested in honesty, fairness, justice, the facts, but in influencing the judge. If they felt they were right, then surely the facts would show up. Then the other thing about trying to cave people in, I can understand it from the point of view that they felt I was an SP or a squirrel, and so they're applying the fair game law and trying to, you know, destroy this enemy. But even though it was me who was receiving this, I felt that that was an unethical thing to do. And I didn't feel caved in by the staring at me and the beaming the intentions and the tremendous horsepower of his. I didn't feel anything. I tried to feel it, but I didn't feel anything. But I would have dull perception, so I but I actually did get a little bit caved in at a certain point. I realized these people are at the top of the bridge, and I worked for many years to help create this. This is the top product, and I feel it's doing something unethical. And having held high technical positions in that organization for some years, I also felt partly it was my responsibility. But regardless of responsibility, I was so shocked at this top product and what I felt was the unethicalness of it, that at that time, I didn't ever want to have anything to do with it ever again. Because I felt that any technology or any philosophy which could produce evil people shouldn't exist. Later on, I cooled down a little. But I felt that it was most important that we look at, or I look at, what is it that's wrong that we produce, and that they're still producing people who are doing bad things. We must correct this, or we're not doing something worthwhile. And as a result of thinking about that and looking at it, I started to occur to me that the direction had changed in this direction of dominating or becoming more powerful over people. And I felt, and I still feel, that if we do something worthwhile for people, they will become more ethical, and they will start showing the virtues, which we've not heard much about for a long time. I saw a cartoon in an independent magazine, which I think illustrates this point. There was a picture of somebody who'd, I think, fallen and was lying on the floor. And two staff members were running by with clipboards. And the person on the floor was asking for help, and the staff running by said, "Not now, we've got to get the stats out." And I'm sure there are many times when you could find examples of when the stats or making things go right or somebody saying it's not command intention or it's not policy or whatever, was used instead of being polite or caring for people or being honest or being friendly or having compassion. I think that if we started to concentrate or concentrate more on becoming more compassionate and auditing PCs in the direction of becoming more compassionate, more understanding, and more virtuous, that we would probably find some result of getting back in the right direction. Although we've often been told and we often tell people that they should ground beingness, I feel that as a group we might be the worst on that in the world. I know I wasn't very strong on that. I had a rationalization I used for it once, which was that I was granting the person the beingness that they had. Also, it was our policy to be reasonable. Anyway, I feel, and this is where I feel the forward direction should be. I feel the forward direction should be in creating and increasing the things that people for hundreds of years have called the virtues. I feel that this is the next direction that we should look toward and improve ourselves on, whether we do it in auditing or whether we practice it a little each day or so on. And I think we might move forward better as a group as a result of that. And I think we might suddenly start making some unexpected case games from doing that. Thank you.